Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
A graphic novel about feelings or emotions sometimes goes hand in hand with a brick and a lollipop for those middle school readers, but this one manages to do the trick. It's A Sky of Paper Stars by Susie Yee, and Yuna is the main character. She has her grandmother pass away. She lives in the United States of America, but her grandmother, who lives in South Korea, passes away, so the family has to go over there and bid their respects. And Yuna wasn't exactly a happy teenager. Fancy that. Stop me if you've heard this one before, but she was kind of petulant, and she fought and bickered about small things with her mother. And when she goes to South Korea, she kind of sees the bigger picture. She sees the forest for the trees, if you will. And she also learns a little bit about superstitions and growing up. So there are some emotions in there. And it's a graphic novel. This is a great graphic novel for those kids who are looking for a message, but they don't want it to be preachy. This is a story that's emotive with also a sense of mystery and relatability, because Yuna's out to make 1,000 paper stars. That's the title of the book, A Sky of Paper Stars, because the rumor is that if you have 1,000 paper stars, you can wish for anything, and it comes true. And that's partially why she feels bad, because she makes 1,000 paper stars, and then she makes a wish to be a normal, happy teen, and something goes horribly sideways. And she thinks it's all her fault. If only she could make 1,000 more paper stars, and then make another wish to see if she could undo that first wish. Of course, we all know that's silly, but the book is not. It's a great little book, great graphic novel. For those kids who are in fifth grade and up, it's an effortless read too, because some of the panels have no dialogue. They just convey, wait for it, emotion, but you gotta look for it. It's not going to be for everybody, because if you're one of those people who only read graphic novels for the funs or the laughs or the adventure, this may not be your jam. However, let it sneak up on you, because I bet that if you pick it up accidentally, you'll say, wow, this isn't actually half bad. And then you'll read it all and say, wow, graphic novels are a fabulous medium. I should have listened to that stupid YouTube blogger and that part-time teacher and my librarian who say, read graphic novels. They're fabulous. And this one falls into that category. A Sky of Paper Stars, and it's going to be great for grades 5 and up.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.